On the air.
Back.
Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break. On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Are you looking for a new way to put your skills to work?
I am.
Explore new options in the fintech industry.
Finance.
At Currency, a Sand Hills global company. They have full-time spots in financial sales, compliance, operations, and other fields. Also, a 4.5-day work week, attractive benefits package, and opportunities for advancement. Visit GoCurrency.com/careers to learn more today.
Go Currency. It's on the building out there at the Sand Hills Global Event Center. He's mesmerized by the currency. We're mesmerized by Carson Schott and the work that he's doing right now to get all that done like that. It's a big new year. Things are starting off with all the rules and regulations. But guess what? Imagine starting off your year knowing you're getting 7 weeks of vacation.
It's pretty good.
Imagine that. 7 weeks of vacation is what you get.
Happy New Year, yeah, indeed.
Happy New Year to you, Steve. Yes.
You know, weeks of vacation I get.
What that? Zero.
Zip.
Zero. Yeah. Sean. Why is Sean?
Wow. Zip.
What address is Sean? Sean next, yeah, next get
zero is zero. The number.
Yeah. What's the deal there? You deserve more than that.
Mm-hmm. Hey, real quick question. Yeah. Just posed on ESPN. Interesting. If you're Dante Moore, is the better option to go to the Jets or back to Oregon?
Back to Oregon.
Oregon.
So I thought
back to Oregon. Take the $5 million. Probably five.
So you're getting five.
Five. Yep. You're getting five.
Yep. Go back
five.
To Oregon,
that's
buddy.
Number.
Yeah, five. Yeah. Might even get some Nike stock maybe or something.
Would you say minimum of three?
Yeah.
Oh, he's getting.
Oh, he's with. No, yeah, that. No.
Three.
Minimum would be four. He might get six.
And stock options.
Yes. Yeah, stock options.
And everything you want.
Jordan.
What do you want?
Some new shoes.
Dante.
What? New shoes.
I mean, like a percentage of the company. Maybe.
Yes.
No joke. I mean, like. Yeah, I think, and I don't think you go to the Jets, right? Is your childhood? I mean, your childhood dream is to play in the NFL, not for the Jets now.
The Jets did, and the Jets have the second pick. The Raiders have the first pick.
Yeah,
the Raiders are going to take Mendoza. It's
likely to take Mendoza. Yeah.
Still, no, I'm sticking it out.
Yeah, it's a different world now, though, right?
Yeah. You can stick it out, and then if you play well, which they will, and he's got players around him, so what is he next year? Maybe not the second or fourth, third pick, whatever it is. He's probably the first pick. So now he's got a little – how about going into the deal like the one, man, I can't wait to finally get that first paycheck, and it's like I've been getting paid for about 3 years.
And very handsomely.
I got $10 million in the bank right now invested.
Oh, different.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Wow. Different world.
Mm-hmm. It is time.
Oh, Bill's thrilled.
Oh, yeah. Bill's thrilled. Here Let's we go him. On a Wednesday.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom bonanza.
Okay. Yeah,
is it going to be a bonanza?
Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him Coach. But to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. Have you seen? I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early
Lock
Break.
As always, Bill's Thrills sponsored by our friends at Dinert Contracting.
Randy!
Woo! The king of remodels for your kitchen, bathroom, whole house, and more. Please call or text Randy at 402-417-5204. Dinert Contracting.
It's been the best deck season ever. The best deck season ever. We're building decks right now. Usually it's what? Snowing.
Yeah.
30 below wind 60 chill.
60 degrees
no,
outside.
No, it's 60 degrees. Randy's out there in a t-shirt slapping together some really nice decks out there. It's pretty cool.
God.
So right now, get a hold of him. He's doing a deck special. If you want to get one up this in these next 10 days of nice weather like that, he's offering 20% off.
Whoa.
20% off all decks right now because he goes, it's time efficient. And he's stockpiled wood. He's done a lot of wood stockpiling.
This is a big deck year.
It's a big deck year because of this.
And he builds this. Decks. You know, I was on a, Randy would be interested in this real quick vignette before your, I was at a deck party in high school at Greg Hofack's house.
Yeah.
Deck party.
Ready?
And it collapsed. The deck collapsed.
No,
it was on, you know, they had a two-story house and it was on the second story. Right. You went out a patio onto the deck and it went down.
Oh, God.
It was quite
no one
a scene.
Got killed?
Nope. No one was on the bottom. No one was on the bottom. I mean, there might have been, but they saw it happening. Okay. And got out. You know, we had a keg. We're 15 years old and all that.
But, 15. How'd the keg hold up?
How about the guy that always had, the guy that had walked around with a giant deal of cups and $5? $5. The guy had a giant deal. Remember that guy? Had the giant, like that, $5 for a cup.
Cup guy.
And then there'd always be somebody like going like that. There'd sometimes be like going like, hey, just keep your old cup. From last week's party, show up at that.
Oh my God!
No, I always.
Paid. I didn't do that.
I didn't do. I paid the $5. I did. Hey, listen, the guy
wasn't that organized.
I wasn't organized exactly. I paid the $5.
All right, sorry. We got to get to Bill Strills.
Bill Strills like that.
Go, 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 go.
We got a couple of things here at that. If I had one last vote, it'd be to the return of the note. If I had one last vote, it would be the return of the note. This is Wild Card Wednesday, and that song that in the. The artist changed my life yesterday in memory. And then also it caught me because of what you text. And Jake, if you'd play it real quick.
Number, but I know who plays the call. Cause my uncle took the message and he wrote it on the wall.
He wrote it on the wall.
So I listened to that song during fitness yesterday. And I texted to you guys, and Sip texted me. So all I could think about, and he wrote it on the wall, and all, and Sip texted us back the exact quote. And I go, this just caught me so much because we grew up in an era, Jake, where there were still notes that were involved with telephone calls. And
that's
also,
right. That's
if,
right.
If you started, we saw things written on a wall. Also, Jake, there would be like pay phones and stuff with people had just written on phone books and different. Yes. This also would be Todd Schmingy and all his number would be written down there. Right. There'd be notes everywhere or on the wall. There'd be things written on a wall and you thought nothing of it. You just look up there and go, oh, that whatever it'd be like Purify Paint or something like that. And the number would be written down. And just think about this. How bring back the note. How great was it when you came home to have a note like that? Oh.
Your mom wrote it. Mike Kosciuki called at 3:30. Yeah, like you to call him.
Yes, it was incredible. Yeah. That was your system.
Yeah, that was the system.
Now it's just a text message. I mean, how about the task note, too? Hey, FYI, this, and this better be done when I get home.
The task note
was written. Now it's just, there's no more notes. It's just text to you. And I wrote it on, my uncle wrote it on the wall. And so I knew that. I mean, and the thing of that, when he wrote that, I was like, that was common. The note was common. The note is gone, Jake. Now you just, I'll just text it to you. There's no more note written down. There's no more payphones. There's no more scramble. When I would come off of a scramble. I'd come off of an airplane recruiting back in the 90s, and you'd write to the payphones to check your pager to see what messages you had, whatever. And you'd be trying to write it down on something. And usually you just pull out a note in the yellow pages, rip it out. Just rip something out and write on that, and you just shove it in your pocket. Everything was written on notes. That's how you handled your whole life. My recruiting thing would be like a manila folder with stuff just randomly written on it. Right. But when you came home and you had that phone call, also you could write phone stuff down, like be like a number for my sister, Tamara. Clay called, who'd be your boyfriend, like that. Yeah, he's not happy. Yeah. He's mad about something. That's not true.
Oh, there could be some scandalous too. Stuff. Because if my mom wrote a Kelly Cross call. Okay.
Yeah.
Why you write that down?
Yeah. Yeah. Right away, there was concern. Yeah.
That's my business, Mom.
There was concern.
The written... And it came from that line in the Johnny Rivers.
Play it again, would you, Jake? Please.
Hang on one second. Hey, guys, Jake Sorensen. Every day, companies you've probably never heard of are making billions off of your personal data. Your name, address, phone number, even details about your family are pulled from public records and the internet and then sold without your consent. There's an entire marketplace making money off your privacy, and most people have no idea it exists. But Aura fights back. They remove your personal data from broker sites and keep it off. Aura also alerts you fast if your information shows up in a breach or on the dark web. And if your identity is ever stolen, you are backed up by up to $5 million in insurance and 24/7 U.S.-based fraud support to help you recover quickly. Right now, you can try Aura free for 14 days when you visit aura.com/remove. That's enough time for Aura to start removing your personal information from data broker sites. Sign up today at aura.com/remove. And get the peace of mind that your privacy, identity, and finances are safeguarded. That's aura.com/remove. Certain terms apply. See the site for details.
If weight management is one of your New Year goals, Quiksilver Scientific's GLP-1 Amplifier can help. This science-backed formula supports metabolic balance, curbs cravings, and promotes healthy blood sugar levels, making it easier to stay consistent and in control. It helps give your body the boost it needs to keep you on track. Feel confident and energized this year with Quiksilver Scientific's GLP-1 Amplifier. Get 10% off and free shipping at tryqs.com/podcast. Again, that's tryqs.com/podcast for 10% off and free shipping. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The Fed's out of options. Rate cuts, money printing, balance sheet reversals. They call it policy, but it's really panic. This is in-game economics, where hope replaces discipline and the illusion of control finally breaks. They're not cutting rates because things are strong. They're cutting because the system is cracking. Inflation's eating savings. The labor market's stalling. Confidence in the dollar is fading fast. For decades, the Fed built a house of paper. Now, they're striking the match that could burn it all down, leaving you to pay the price. When's the last time you actually held the wealth you've spent your life working for? My friends at Noble Gold Investments have been helping Americans move from paper wealth into real, tangible assets. Numbers on a screen can disappear, but physical gold and silver, they've outlasted every crisis in history. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com and get your free wealth protection kit today. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com for your free wealth protection kit. Discover how simple it is to protect your future.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
I wasn't prepared.
I know.
One second.
We played it nine seconds ago.
I know.
Thought maybe we still have it.
But I know who plays the call.
Took the message at a gas station, probably, and wrote it on the wall.
My uncle
wrote it on the wall. And guess what? That was commonplace. Jake, anything from the text line?
That's a response. YouTube first. Big Cheese says, I'm still a Big Note guy.
Are you?
Yeah. So thank you, Big Cheese.
Big Cheese.
Thank you.
Conservative Husker says, I always dreaded when I saw a note on the kitchen table from across the room.
Oh, yeah, when you came home.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
if it was mom or dad.
It wasn't always good.
No, yeah, if it was my dad,
yeah,
it was something like, oh, God.
Old school Bob says, I still leave notes, too. So it's not completely dead, apparently, here.
Well, but it's not as prevalent.
Because people don't call the home phone. Then on the home phone, you don't make a... You know, you leave a voicemail. Everybody has a cell phone number. The home phone is 99% gone. It's just gone.
Brian says, when I was growing up, my dad sometimes would work the overnight shift, and when he came home, he would bring his donuts, but he'd also leave a note of chores to do throughout the day.
That's before, real.
Before he woke up.
When it's real.
That's the task note. And that wasn't a fun one.
No. Especially when dad did.
Oh, and how about this one? How about this one? Sometimes you'd move the note and act like you didn't see it. I'd move the note, and I'd come back from the pool.
You left me a note? I didn't see
it? What? No, what? Mow the what? You're at the pool all day. You're coming home. You're eating a bowl of cereal. Your dad just comes home and it's not good. It's not good.
Nope.
The task note.
Parallel lives on that one. Wow.
Yeah, it was not good. Yeah.
Big Cheese also says, back in the early 2000s, which is probably the same for you guys, if a girl at school asked you to write her a note, you knew you were in. Right?
Early 2000s.
Well, 2000s.
Back in the 70s also.
That's pretty old, right? Back in the 70s, you had that. There's a lot of notes. The notes were passed.
That was Big Cheese. I know. I think it's probably the same for you guys,
notes
too.
Were passed a lot in school.
Oh, that was gigantic.
That was gigantic, the note, yes.
That was scandalous, too.
Yeah, there'd be scandalous stuff.
You know, if someone intercepted, like the teacher?
Yeah.
Don't read that.
Throw it away. Walk away. Mrs. Snyder, walk away.
Throw it away.
Ollie wrote that.
Do not open that up. I was just had some inner feelings going on. I don't
leave
need that.
Low.
I don't need that out there about Joe Erotic.
My tongue is not in this conversation. God.
Took the number and wrote it on the wall.
Bill, the headline one more time, please.
I'd be glad to. If I had one last vote, it would be the return of the note.
That is Bill's Thrill, sponsored by our friends at Dinert Contracting. It's time now for the game show. Give us a call right now at 464-5685. A chance to win a business box of bagels to Bagels and Joe. The record is 1-1 on the week. Lost Monday, won yesterday. Today's topic on Wild Card Wednesday is location of Division I schools. I give you the school. You tell me what city.
City.
That's it.
City.
State's too easy.
Yeah, city.
So city.
Okay, we'll have a chance with that. Connor is not keeping up with that. He has us down as 1-2 in a row, and we're 1-1.
You'll take that.
I will take that.
We have to have that sit down with Connor.
Yeah, we'll have a sit down with him, obviously.
Maybe he's predicting a win today.
Well, it still doesn't add up.
Think you know your Division I school locations. Call us 464-568.
Here comes the hang up.
Shut up, Simple starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Simple!" I'm sorry. Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Simple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut up, Simple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
464-5685. Call the dig down, Sip and Bill in trivia. Today's topic, Division I schools, locations. You guys feel all right about this, I would assume?
Yeah, it could hit. I tell you one thing. I won't think about it. It'll either be so crystal clear, boom, or it won't be like going, give me a couple seconds. Nope.
Okay.
Kyle, are you with us?
Coach Wayne.
I am.
Good job, Connor.
I don't hear Kyle.
Hello, close. Hello. We lost him.
No.
Who do we have here on the line? Is this Kyle?
Connor. Connor was celebrating prematurely.
He was. He was pretty excited. Thought he had it nailed this
time. Let me try
time.
Somebody else. Can you hear us, caller? I think we've got a problem with the call. This might not be even a caller. It's a situation for Kyle. Sorry, Connor.
Connor.
We might have a situation with our phone line all of a sudden not working.
Oh, no. The game show.
Yeah, I don't think
this is a downer.
This actually only is on Connor right now. I think it's not working.
Is there anyone out in the mill we can get to come in?
Oh, there we go. All right. I think I figured it out.
Okay. Have him call back.
Somebody else try. That was not Connor's fault. We had an issue on our end.
Okay.
Somebody had the wrong button pushed over here, not me.
Okay.
Who was doing that? Was it Swim?
I'm going to go Swim.
It was Swim that did it. I knew it. The guy that's calling you all the way during portal time.
Try somebody. This is the shenanigans over here.
It's okay. Yeah.
Let's try somebody else here. Yeah, I think Connor's done a nice job on his end.
Chris Caliendo called.
Let's see. Let's try it again. Kyle, can you hear us? Okay, we got it figured out.
Thank you.
All right, that was the
I'm here.
Issue
I'm loud
on
and clear.
Here.
He's very excited.
All right, Kyle. First question.
Kyle, how old are you?
Yeah.
25, young listener from Lincoln. Go Vikes. Okay, there you go. State champions.
I'm here. I'm loud and clear. That's Dr. Seuss.
Dr. Seuss in the building, yes.
Green eggs and ham, Sam, I am.
All right, Kyle, first question to you. What city is Bradley University located in?
Got it.
Five. Four.
No, not looking at a phone there, are you?
Three.
Bradley,
Illinois.
I thought I knew it initially. Now I'm backing off. I don't think we need to take it.
Okay. But what was your guess, though?
He had guessed Bradley, though.
Yeah. I just want to make sure I don't know this.
I used to watch Bradley play a lot of basketball.
I was going to say Normal.
Apparently we can't hear the caller on the line, but we can hear him here. You don't guess if you don't know.
I'm not.
You're not
we're not taking that. No, we're not.
The answer is Peoria, Illinois.
I didn't know that.
Okay,
no.
So I know
God, we should know.
I know
that.
The breakers cannot hear Kyle. We couldn't hear him when he was on the other line, so we have an issue with the phone line. We can hear
so
him here.
Kyle said
Bradley.
Bradley.
Peoria, Illinois is the answer there. The home.
I didn't know that.
Rink Mast came from Bradley. Oh, by the way.
Okay.
Did you know Bradley? You wouldn't. We didn't. Why didn't we know that?
Yeah. Okay, what's our question?
Okay. First question, to you guys. What city is Ball State University in?
Got that. I got it, Bill. Don't worry about this one. Muncie, Indiana.
Yes,
I
have that.
Muncie, Indiana is correct.
Okay, we're up 1-0, and I'm still alive.
Yeah, yep. And the people cannot hear Kyle on the phone, but we can hear him. So
can they hear us?
I think they can hear. They can hear us for sure.
Right now, we're just talking to the four of us.
All right, Kyle.
We're on a conference
call. Fun. Kyle, for the time.
Do it all day.
Talking to a ghost on the FM apparently right now. Kyle, what city is Butler University located in?
Oh, I think
this is for you.
Brilliant.
That is correct.
Kyle went Indianapolis.
And that is right.
Okay, here we go.
He said Indianapolis.
And he got it right.
Yes, he got it right.
All right, now Bill's in play for the win, Sip. Last question, 1-1 tie. What city is West Virginia University located in?
Morgantown.
Brilliant.
You didn't know Morgantown.
Morgantown.
I think I would have gotten it eventually, but maybe it like
that's
10
a 2-1, Connor. 2-1 is the streak.
Well done.
Get on that board, Connor.
Well done. Nice win today, guys.
We've won two in a row, right? We won two in a row. Did we win yesterday?
You did. Yeah, you won two straight. So here's the problem. If they can't hear Kyle on the radio, we can't hear Sean Callahan then either.
Oh, God.
So I might have to figure something out here in the meantime.
Okay.
But I'll text
Sean. There's no way we can get this fixed?
I don't know what happened there. We could not hear him, though. And that was not a Connor issue. That was an us issue. I don't know what happened.
Sean in the portal. This is probably one of the most biggest.
I know. I got to figure this. I'll send him a link. Can he do a video? I'll send him a link.
Yeah. He can do a video link.
Sean
is good at this.
Do it. Okay. All right. Get him on. Get him live.
Get him video. Get that big head on.
Do that with that stream thing.
Tiebreaker, Bill. Laramie is the home of the University of Wyoming.
Correct.
What's the population of Laramie?
It's not real big. It's 38,912.
That's a good number.
What was your guess?
38,912.
I'm just going to give you the ding. I mean, this is it. You're like 30 off. How about 38,943? He was 30 people off on the guess.
I thought it was a little.
That's pretty much right.
We're going to take that one.
Yeah, take it.
Sean's going to be live on stream.
Let's get him on stream.
We're going to send Sean.
So apparently, Steve, call him. Here's the deal. Apparently, they could hear the caller. We could not hear him up there. And then when I took him down here, they could hear him. So we have an issue.
Should I call him?
Yeah, call him.
Just text him.
Okay. Tell him again. Send his
state. Yeah. When we come back, we'll have Sean Callahan.
We'll email it to you, Sean.
Sean will be, we'll email the link to you.